I saw a lot of people here. I came here with the crowd, and before I knew it, everything was light, and I saw you all sitting around in a circle, singing. I thought it was a prayer meeting, so I stopped, and before I knew anything, I could talk. Before then I thought I must be deaf and dumb and blind, because I could not see anything, and I am so tired. Doctor, most of those you see here are spirits like yourself. SP. Why are we here? Doctor, many have been brought to obtain understanding. You yourself are controlling my wife's body. You are not my wife, but you are using my wife's body. It does not make any difference how strange it seems to you, it is a fact. You are invisible to us, and you are speaking through my wife's organism. That man you speak of is a spirit too. Take him with you when you go. He is invisible to us. SP. I should like to fight him. Doctor, did you ever read the Bible? SP. Yes, a long time ago. I have not seen one for a long time. Doctor, you remember reading in the Bible about obsessing spirits that Jesus cast out? He is one of that kind. SP. They are all around that woman, Mrs. B. Mrs. B. I have the door closed now. SP. If you keep the door closed, I'll take them along with me. I want to fight with that fellow anyhow. What's your name? Doctor, what does he say? SP. He says his name is Jim McDonald. Don't you know him, lady? If he is a spirit, for goodness sake, why does B hang on to that woman when she doesn't want him? Doctor, perhaps he found himself there, as you find yourself here. You say you saw a crowd, a light, and here you are. SP. That man says he was walking in the dark and saw that lady. Say, will I always have to stay here too? X. What are the names of those around me? This was asked by another patient. SP. There are two. They fight once, in a while. I see them fighting. X. I fight them too. Doctor, do not fight them physically, that gives them strength and magnetism. When you fight them in that way, you give them much more strength. You hold them by fighting them as you do. Fight them mentally. Why don't you try to close up? SP. I will take them along too, if I can. Don't fist fight them anymore. I don't know what's the matter with me. I feel strange. Doctor, where was your home? SP. It was in Detroit, Michigan. Doctor, what year can you recall? SP. I can't recall any. Doctor, who is president? SP. I don't know for sure, but I think Cleveland. Doctor, he was president a long time ago. SP. I have been walking so long that I feel tired. Is there any rest for a weary person? Have you a bed so that I can lie down and rest? Doctor, if you look around you will see intelligent spirits. SP. Why, I see some beautiful girls. No, girls, I will not come with you. Don't try to fool me. I'm not going with you, not much. Doctor, they are different from the girls you have known. They are not mortal girls, they are spirits. SP. They have a smile like others to give to a man. Doctor, they are different altogether. They help spirits who need help. SP. Those girls seem to be honest, but you know, I hate women. Doctor, you should not condemn them all because one was false. SP. You see, I want to take all those folks with me. If I can, I will take them with me. I think I will follow those girls, anyhow. Surprised. Why, there's my mother. She's been dead and gone a long time. Doctor, she's not dead. SP. Don't you think she's in heaven? Doctor, ask her. She can speak for herself. SP. She says she is in a beautiful place called the spirit world. Doctor, the spirit world surrounds the physical. Heaven is a condition within you. When you have found that, you will be contented and happy. That is what Jesus taught also. SP. I should like to go with my mother. She's a good old lady. I want to take McDonald along too. Come here, McDonald. I don't want to stay around here any longer, and I want you to come along. He acts as if he is trying hard to wake up. Say, come on, MacDonald, let us be good fellows and go with those girls, for they might be honest and sincere. Mother, you come along too. I will go now. Goodby. Come on, you fellows. Say, what do you stick to that woman for, anyhow? I should be ashamed of myself, hanging around her. I'm going. Goodbye. Mrs. B. Be sure and take them along with you. Doctor, what is your name?
S.P.
Harry. That is all I can remember. I have not heard my name for many years. Doctor, make the others understand the folly of staying.
S.P.
I'm going to take those fellows along. Now, you look here. You're going to come along with me. I'll fight every damned one of you that won't come. You ought to be ashamed to stick around a woman like you do. Now, come along with me. You see, they come. I'll look after them all right. Goodbye. During another circle, Frank, one of the spirits interfering with Mrs. Burton, left her, and controlled the intermediary, exhibiting little trace of memory in any form. Spirit, Frank. Patient Mrs. Burton, Doctor, where did you come from?
S.P.
I don't know. Doctor, do you know anyone here?
S.P.
I don't see anybody I know. Doctor, don't you know where you came from?
S.P.
I don't know myself. How can I answer questions when I don't know? Doctor, how long have you been dead?
S.P.
The idea. Say, what's the matter with me? I think it looks very funny to see you all sitting around here. Are you having a meeting, or what is it called anyhow? Doctor, yes, it's a meeting. Try to tell us who you are.
S.P.
I don't know why I should tell you that. Doctor, you are a stranger to us.
S.P.
I don't know whether I shall stay here or not. I am always peculiar among strangers, you know. Doctor, tell us where you came from.
S.P.
For my dear life, I don't know myself, so how can I tell you? Say, why do you hold my arm? I'm a strong man, and can sit still by myself. Doctor, I thought you were a woman.
S.P.
God above. Why do you think I'm a woman? You'll have to look again, because I am a man, sure enough, and I've always been a man. But things are funny, and I don't know, it has been so peculiar with me for some time. You know, I was walking along and then I heard some singing, so I thought I would peek in, and before I knew it I was feeling fine. You know, I have not been feeling well for some time, everything has seemed unusual. After becoming enmeshed an aura of sensitive, I don't know what is the matter with me anyhow. Somebody said to me that if I came in where the singing was, I would find out what is the matter with me. I have asked everybody I saw, but everybody passed by, they were so stuck up they wouldn't talk to a fellow anymore. The people all looked like quacks to me, dear life. I've been talking and talking, and walking, and, for dear life, I could never get anyone to answer me, or take any notice of me before. As a spirit he was invisible to mortals and therefore unnoticed by them. You are the first one to answer any question. I have some little peculiar kind of thing in my throat once in a while, and I can't talk, and then I seem to get well again, but I feel queer, so queer. Doctor, can you remember anything happening to you at some time?
S.P.
Something happens every day. One time I remember one thing and another time something else, but I don't remember anything clearly. I cannot, for dear life, know where I am at. It is the most peculiar thing I ever saw. Doctor, how old are you?
S.P.
I cannot tell you that. I haven't known my age for some time. Nobody ever asks me about that and the natural circumstances that I forgot. Hearing a passing train, why, there's a train coming. It's a long time since I heard that. It seems I live again for a short time. I don't know what it is. Doctor, where did you live formerly? Where do you think you are now?
S.P.
I don't know where I lived before, but right now I am in this room with a lot of people. Doctor, do you know you are in Los Angeles, California?
S.P.
For dear life, no. Doctor, where do you think you ought to be?
S.P.
I cannot seem to recall things. There are times that I can tell you that I am a woman, and then I get some kind of funny thing I do not like. Static treatment of patient. Doctor, what do you get?
SP.
When I am a woman, I have long hair, and when the hair is hanging down, this funny thing begins. Mrs. Burton was in the habit of taking her hair down during a treatment. Doctor, what do you mean?
SP.
It seems like a million needles strike me, and, for God's sake, it is the worst thing I ever had in my whole life. I don't want to be a woman. I only get that funny thing when I am a woman. Seeing Mrs. B. In circle, she's the one with the long hair. To Mrs. B, I'm going to get you. Doctor, do you know that lady?
SP.
Yes, she gets so mad at me at times and wants to chase me away. Doctor, she probably doesn't want you around. Possibly you bother her.
SP.
She bothers me too. Doctor, tried to understand your condition. Cannot you realize that you are so-called dead? At this time you are a woman. Look at your clothes. You say you are a man and yet you are wearing the clothes of a woman.
SP.
For God's sake, I don't want to be a woman anymore. I'm a man and I want to be a man. I used to be a man all the time, but I cannot, for dear life, know how I can get out of this condition. That woman says to go, and I try to get out, but I cannot. Suddenly recognizing Dr. W, you are the one that gave me that fire. Praise the Lord. I want to get rid of you. I don't like you with all those fires you give me. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Mrs. B. How long have you been with me?
SP.
With you? You always chase me out. What did you do with that woman that was with me? Another spirit obsessing the patient, dislodged previously. She sang for me. We have lost her. I have been hunting and hunting for her. Can you tell me where she is? Doctor, she left that lady and controlled this same body as you are doing now. After that she went to the spirit world. That is where you are going when you leave here.
SP.
That woman, Mrs. B, has no business to scold me like she does. I haven't done her any harm. Doctor, suppose you were a lady and some spirit bothered you, would you like it?
SP.
Certainly I would not like it very well. Doctor, you bothered her. You are a spirit and she is a mortal. She wants to get rid of you.
SP.
She bothers me with all those needles. They hit her on the head and it seems like the needles are hitting my head. Doctor, she is in her mortal body, but you are a spirit, invisible to us.
SP.
What do you mean? Doctor, just exactly what I say. Your mind is invisible to us. You are temporarily controlling my wife's body.
SP.
Why, I never saw your wife, and I do not want to. I will tell you one thing, I am a man, and will never be anything else, and I don't want to be married to you. Doctor, you may be a man, as you claim, but I want you to recognize the fact that you are invisible to us. This is my wife's body. See chap, 3. Page 30, Spirit, Carrie Huntington.
SP.
For God's sake, sure I am a woman. Noticing clothes of psychic. For the land's sake alive, when did these clothes come on me? Doctor, they have been on you quite a while. How did you get here?
SP.
Somebody said, you go in there and you will get understanding, because you do not need to wander as you are doing. And now am I a woman. Doctor, only temporarily. Try to understand what I am telling you. You lost your body, perhaps a long time ago.
SP.
That woman, Mrs. B, is the fault of it. Doctor, you have been bothering that lady, probably for many years, and you may have been troubling others. What is your name?
SP.
I can't think. Doctor, you lost your own body and have been wandering around in that outer darkness which is described in the Bible. Were you a religious man?
SP.
I don't want to have anything to do with the churches. I am sick and tired of them all. They all say, if you do not do so and so you will go straight to hell, where you will bum forever. They teach and preach damnation, you know, I was quite a young man when a minister told me I would go to that terrible hell, and they did not want me in the church anymore because I did not do as they said I should. I did not believe any of it. I was not such a very bad man. After I left that church, I thought I would try another, for dear life. I got into the same hell and damnation, and I was tired of it all. They talked of God and holy things. They said I should give my money to God. They said I should give my tobacco to God. I could not see why God should need my tobacco, and what little money I had. I could not see things that way, so I left that church. I went to another church, and they talked and talked to me. After a while they said that the devil was after me, because I would not give my money to the church. One time I had been out with the boys for a while. I never drank too much, but I drank enough that time to be lively. I thought, now I will go right straight up to the front and sit down, so I did. They tried to save my soul for God, so they told me. The minister said that the devil was right after me, and I got pretty seared. He said, and he is going to get you. I thought I would look behind and probably I might see him, but I didn't. He said, come up, and we will save your soul from hell. Come and be saved. Come to the front and be converted. You will be born again. I was a little contrary for a while, and then I got up, and went right up to the front, as I wanted to see what they would do. The minister said, now you kneel down there. So I knelt down. He put his hands on my head and they all sang and sang, and they prayed and prayed for me. They said, be converted now. I thought it was grand, all the girls putting their hands on me and singing and praying for me. Then the minister came again, and he said, you will have to pray, or the devil will get after you. I could not be a hypocrite, so I told him, if I was a sinner I would have to stay one. I don't believe the devil is a person. Anyhow, so I told him, and he was angry. He thought I was a bad pill. They tried all they could to convert me, but it was no good, so I finally went away. After I left there, some men came after me, so I ran as hard as I could. Then somebody struck me on the head and I had great pain. I fell down, but I got up again. I wanted to give that man a push down the hill, but he pushed me and I rolled and rolled down that hill. There were lots of people around me after I stopped rolling, and all at once I felt all right again. Doctor, that was probably the time you lost your physical body. You died.
SP.
I did not die. Doctor, what place was it, where you rolled down the hill?
SP.
It was down in Texas. I walked and ran and tried to talk to people, but they would not answer me, they seemed like sticks. I felt so queer in my head. I asked them if they could tell me where my home was. I felt that pain. Once in a while I could get away. I then came to a lady, and she said, come along, and before I knew it we had a crowd around us, and she used to sing. Evidently, the spirit, Carrie Huntington, the patient, Mrs. B, had often been annoyed by the singing of spirits. I talked to her once in a while, and then, all at once, she disappeared, and after that I got the needles, came more fully into control of patient, and felt electrical treatments more keen. I felt them pretty bad. Doctor, you are a spirit and are now using my wife's body.
SP.
How in the world did I get into your wife's body? Do you like your wife to be all kinds of tramps? Doctor, yes, long enough to give the spirits an understanding regarding the invisible side.
SP.
Are these your wife's clothes? Did I borrow them for a while? Did your wife dress me? I am sorry to show myself like a woman and not like a man. What will these people think that I'm crazy? Laughter. It isn't funny. Doctor, you are an ignorant spirit, in outer darkness. Intelligent spirits have brought you here to control this body temporarily, so that you can understand your condition. Also, they took you away from that lady, Mrs. B.
SP.
Will she get those awful needles again? Doctor, are there any more persons where you came from? Or are you the last one?
SP.
The woman and the other man. went, then you gave me the needles. I kicked like a steer to get out, but I could not. How could you expect me to do any better? I thought of the minister that talked about hell. Doctor, that hell was not like this. There are spirits here who will teach you how to progress in the spirit world. They will help you. Is your father living?
S.P.
I don't know. I haven't seen my father for about 25 or 30 years. Mother is dead, but I don't know whether father is or not. I don't know any of my relatives. Mrs. B.
Did I meet you last November?
S.P. Yes, I have been ill ever since that time. I was not the one that was with you close, that was the young lady. My head is hurting me terribly. Doctor, what year do you think it should be?
S.P.
I should think about 1888 or 1891. Doctor, it is 1920 now.
S.P.
I think there must be something the matter with me. Doctor, you have been in outer darkness for some time.
S.P.
I have been walking and walking, and I got with that lady over there. Mrs. B., I wanted to go. I kicked and she kicked, and we had regular kickings. Oh, look there, see. My mother. Oh, mother. Can you forgive me? I was not as you wanted me to be. Mother, will you take me? I am so tired. I need your care and help. Will you take me? Oh, my mother. Doctor, what does she say?
S.P.
She calls me. She says, yes, Frank, you will come with me. I have been looking for you a long time. I am getting weak. I feel so tired. Mother says, Frank, we had not the understanding of the real life, because we were not taught what we should have been taught, so that we did not learn to know God's wonderful universe. Religion is a long way from the real life. The ministers all teach that we should just believe and then we are saved. No, no, belief is only a setback. Get knowledge of God. We do not do that. Frank, we will help you to learn what a beautiful world there is on the other side when we have understanding. You have to make your own efforts to learn to understand the golden rule of God's beautiful teaching of life, and be of help and service to your fellow man. Now, Frank, she says, you have been very mischievous in your life. I know you were a good boy, but you always were too lively. You were ignorant of the real life and went away from home when I died. The home was broken up, you went one way and the rest went another. I did not know, Frank, what things were. But I wish the truth could be taught. She says, now come with me to the spirit world, where we have understanding. There we have love, harmony, peace and bliss. But we have to live for one another. You have to go to school and learn. You must not bother anyone anymore, as you have done. Come, Frank, and we will go to a beautiful home in the spirit world. Thank you, and goodbye. Dash. Several weeks later the last intruder left Mrs. Burton, and, through Mrs. Wickland, inquired for the companions who had preceded her, resenting having been held captive. Spirit, Maggie Wilkinson. Patient, Mrs. Burton. Doctor, good evening, friend, who are you? Taking psychic's hand.
S.P.
Don't hold my hand. Don't touch me. Doctor, what is your name?
S.P.
My name is Maggie. Dr. Maggie what?
S.P.
Maggie Wilkinson. Doctor, do you know that you are in Los Angeles? Where did you come from?
S.P.
I came from Dallas, Texas. Doctor, how did you reach Los Angeles?
S.P.
I am not in Los Angeles, I am in Texas. I have been kicking and kicking all the time. Doctor, why did you do that?
S.P.
I have been kicking because I have been in a prison. Victim's aura. There were several of us, but they have all disappeared. Other obsessing spirits. Previously dislodged from patient, they have all gone but me, and I don't like it. Doctor, would you like to go where your friends have gone?
S.P.
I don't care. I really don't care for the others, anyway. They always wanted to have everything, and I was always behind. Doctor, don't you realize that you are in a strange condition? Tell us how long you have been dead.
S.P.
Dead. Why is that woman with me all the time? Patient, She always gets fire. She gets the worst kind of things. She gets up on something, puts something over her head, and then fire comes. When Mrs. Burton seated herself upon a platform beside the static machine, she covered her head with a woolen blanket to make the electricity more effective. Doctor, do you feel that you are in the right place?
S.P.
Where shall I go?
Doctor, to the spirit world.
S.P. What is that? Doctor, that is where people go, after passing out of their bodies, when they have understanding. Don't you realize that something strange has happened to you?
S.P.
If you could get that blanket from being put on my head, and that fire, I should be all right. It seems that I was knocked to pieces. How in the world can anyone stand being shot at like that? Doctor, that was done to chase you out. Do you not feel free now? What have you been doing since you last had those shots?
S.P.
I am glad I was chased out, for I feel better now than I have for some time. Doctor, do you realize that you are controlling my wife's body?
S.P.
Thank God, I am not. Doctor, this body, which you are using, belongs to my wife.
S.P.
Your wife, nothing. Doctor, do you recognize the clothes you are wearing?
S.P.
That's nothing to me. Doctor, where did you get them?
S.P.
I'm no thief. I am going to have you arrested for calling me a thief. The first police station I find, I shall swear out a warrant against you. Dr. Maggie, what is the color of your hair?
S.P.
Brown, dark brown.
Drive,
touching psychic's hair, this hair is not brown. These clothes belong to my wife.
S.P.
I don't care whether they are my clothes or not, I never asked for them. Doctor, tell us how long you have been dead.
S.P.
I'm not dead. One time you say one thing, and another time you say another. Doctor, I mean, when did you lose your body?
S.P.
I haven't lost my body, it's not in the grave. Doctor, were you ever sick, and did you suddenly become better?
S.P.
I was very sick, and when I got better, I was in a prison. I was moving around and some woman bothered me. There were lots of us, but they all got so scared of the fire that they left. Doctor, when did you come to Los Angeles?
S.P.
I'm not in Los Angeles, I'm in Dallas, Texas. If I am in Los Angeles, how did I get here? Doctor, you must have come with a lady who has red hair. Mrs. B, seated nearby.
S.P.
She had no right to bring me here. Doctor, she also came from Texas.
S.P.
What became of the others? Doctor, they were brought to an understanding and went to the spirit world. That is where you should be. Why should you hover around that woman?
S.P.
Hover around nothing. I have been in a prison, but I could not help it. I did what I could to get out. Those people I saw said they would help me out, but they didn't. I made quite a disturbance, and they went away from me. Doctor, probably they brought you here.
S.P.
All I see is people sitting around. Mrs. B. Did you come out here with me? What do you want to bother me for?
S.P.
I have nothing to do with you. Oh, you're the one that kept me in the prison. Mrs. B. What was the name of that girlfriend of yours you used to be with? Referring to another spirit that had been troubling Mrs. B.
S.P.
Where?
In Texas?
Mrs. B. Yes.
S.P.
Her name was Mary, and there was another one, Carrie. Mrs. B. Did Carrie come with you?
S.P.
Yes, of course. Say, what did you keep me closed up for? Why didn't you let me out? Mrs. B. I kept telling you to get out.
S.P.
I know you did, but you didn't open the door so I could go. Doctor, all you had to do was to think yourself free from that lady.
S.P.
I can't think myself free. Doctor, intelligent spirits can think themselves anywhere. It is only ignorant spirits who cannot.
S.P.
To Mrs. B., say, what did you keep me around you for? Doctor, you were an uninvited guest. Mrs. B. I'm glad to get rid of you.
S.P.
I'm glad to. I'm mighty glad to get out of that prison. Why didn't you let me out? I knocked and knocked, but you kept me there.